Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Diane DeRest is here. Settle down. I know. I'm excited, too. Diane is CEO of DeRest Communications. She's the author of Knockout Presentations. She's a licensed speech pathologist, and she is our good friend for over 11 years. She's been hanging out with us. Diane, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. I didn't realize it was 11 years.
I know. I know. It's like a dream come true for you, isn't it, Diane?
Of course. To be talking to you after all this time.
And that we got her right out of high school, folks. Hey, Diane, one of the things that we talk about on the show here quite a bit is the fact that the workplace, the marketplace, has more generations. And I believe, this is my personal opinion, more diverse generations with more diverse backgrounds and life experiences and expectations than ever in my long career. Even when I was, when I was 25, there were three, four generations in the marketplace. But the truth is that our life experiences weren't all that much different than our parents and even our grandparents to a large degree. But today, the range is amazing, and it affects the way we talk to each other, doesn't it?
Well, it certainly does, and you're right. We didn't have the amount of diversity in terms of generations in one workplace, and so it was understood there was a way of operating, a way of communicating, a way of being in the workplace. And then we have the millennial generation that has actually disrupted that. And one of the things that I continually see is the big issue of engagement, where companies are saying, how do we engage our workforce? How do we keep them on the job? Mm-hmm. And so where it was a very top-down, employer-driven market, now it's the employees making the demands, and the employers are trying to shift and change. And the part of that is the way that we communicate. And one of the things that we know about the millennial generation and younger is they value work-life balance. Yeah. And so, when you talk about communication, if you're trying to motivate somebody and you're giving them bonuses or extra money, that may not do it because they want the time off. They want to have a life. So when we communicate today, we really have to consider the culture, the generations of people, but most importantly, what do they value and how can we communicate
that
we understand that?
There's another part of this, though, and I'm gonna play the okay boomer role here for a second. There's another
okay,
part of
boomer.
This, Diane, that I think has to be injected in here, and that is there are some things where the younger people have expectations, and they're incorrect. They're not correct. They're not what they want is not it's not only not accurate, it's not realistic, and it's not productive. And so my point is this is where the older generations have to do that. For example, I've hired a lot of millennials in my business over the years, and I love them. I love the generation because I always have to say this real quick because I mean it. They're probably the best humans we've ever raised. They're probably the best people we've ever raised. However, they've come up in a world that is not as real as the real world is, and sometimes and here's my point, and this is my experience. Sometimes I don't have to employ them and train them. Sometimes I have to raise them. They come to work not really knowing how to work, and it's not their fault.
Okay,
my point is, you can't come to work and have demands on me when you don't even know what you're supposed to be doing here. And I've had him to show up like that. I've had him to show up and make demands of me, and they didn't really even know what they were asking wasn't wasn't ever going to happen. You know what I mean? And so we have to make sure
that while we're
dealing with them and helping them, we also have to understand that they need to be trained, and not just about how to do the work.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's true for any generation. And you know me, this is the world I come from. Training. People have to be well trained. I was in a, I won't mention the store, it's a franchise, and I was there picking up some items. And the guy at the counter is standing there talking with his friend.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, can you tell me where this is? And they'll say, oh, over there in the back. No. Why don't you get your butt up and show me and stop talking to your friend?
It happens to me every week.
That's a training issue.
Yeah. Well, but here's the thing. But it also, Diane, is what I was just talking about. He not only needs to be trained that he should do that, but he needs to understand why he should do that. Because if you don't come in, he doesn't have a paycheck, and that's the disconnect that I think is out there.
Right, right. And you know, when we talk about communication and speaking differently today, the generations are certainly a part of that. But you know, Jim, anytime I'm on your show, I always say that speaking is the new competitive advantage, and that message hasn't changed. And what hasn't changed are the principles of good presentation and communication.
That's right. That's
they
right.
are the same. The way we go about it may be different. The medium may be different, but the principles are the same. And I believe that's why my book, Knockout Presentations, is in its third edition.
Wow.
Because it is so evergreen, and those principles remain. But it's interesting, over the years, because I've been in business a long time, I admit to 20 years, but it's actually longer than that. You know, as you said, I started when it was 11.
Yeah.
There are some interesting things. So as a business owner, you know, we all know face-to-face, that's the ideal when
that's
you're
right.
selling, when you're presenting.
It still
Why?
Is. Because that has to be taught to the younger generations too.
Yes, and to me, that is the gold standard. And we grew up with that. Not everybody did. So if you grew up in a digital world, and here's the disconnect or the challenge, if you grew up in a digital world, you're really comfortable there, but you don't have necessarily those face-to-face people skills that, let's say, boomers had, and that the boomers are having a rough time dealing with the digital world because, wait a minute, I don't want to be online with you. I want to see you.
But in terms of the value, as I go to a we go to a break here, Diane, in terms of the gold standard, as you said, that's an area where the boomers are right and the millennials are not, because face to face is always going to be the gold standard. When we come back, I want to talk about how I've had to make adjustments, and anybody my age, making presentations to younger decision makers. I can't use my old movie. I can't use my old movie references, Diane.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.